You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Don't mess with the wildlife in Grand Teton National Park. That's the message from officials who say two people approached and touched a bison calf over the weekend. Photos show two men with cell phones in hand extremely close to the animal. The National Park Service says interference with wildlife can lead animals to reject their offspring, which often results in the calf being killed. This happened earlier this summer when a man helped a young bison out of a riverbed. This time, the calf did reunite with its herd, but park officials say intentionally disturbing wildlife remains illegal and harmful. Grand Teton and Yellowstone often deal with human-animal interactions as tourist season heats up. Over Memorial Day weekend, visitors placed an elk calf in their car while likely driving and brought the newborn to West Yellowstone, where it ran off. That incident is also under investigation. Wildlife advocates say they want to stop grizzly deaths by mistaken identity. Eric Galatis has more.
Nine conservation groups are calling on wildlife agencies in Wyoming and Idaho to require black bear hunters to take a bear identification course before getting a hunting license. Kristen Combs with Wyoming Wildlife Advocates says at least 14 Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bears were killed between 2010 and 22 because of mistaken identity. But she says the actual number is likely much higher.
There are also 113 cases of mortalities still under investigation. 71% of those cases actually are in Wyoming. There's likely a higher mortality through mistaken identity.
Last month, a man shot a 530-pound grizzly bear just outside Yellowstone National Park, claiming he thought it was a black bear. Wyoming Game and Fish says they are reviewing the proposal, but recent moves by Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon suggest the state is moving in the opposite direction. Gordon has called for restoring trophy hunting and recently filed suit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for taking too long to remove Endangered Species Act protections for all grizzlies in the state. I'm Eric Galatis.
You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.